the idea of violence violating as a sexual pleasure, and Sacher-Masoch explored the idea of being violated and being dominated.
Take him off! Get set! Go!
Oh, get over there! Move him off, you bitch! Damn you!
I first learned the afternoon thing when my wife used to fantasize about being dominated. It made her feel better in the relationship. So we started to play an afternoon relationship. Me being the master and the dominant, and I've been the submissive. Which led to other submissive girls contacting me. And over the years, I've had many slaves, all with different degrees of fetish and levels of humiliation, one thing and another.
No one forces me to do it. I do it for my own free will. I enjoy doing it. I'm not really scared. But I will be safe on a regular basis. Because I really need to see him from time to time.
I'm no longer with my wife. These things happen. Now with five slaves. And we have many toys, many adventures. None of them are pushed into it. They all do it because they want to do it. Use me basically to portray their fantasies.
Yep, come. I want a racer, come on.
I made one buggy for one relationship and it worked quite well. People see it being done. And other people wrote to me asking if they could participate in races and one thing or another.
Pierre turned her hand above her head to the chain of the bed. When she was thus bound, her lover kissed her again, standing beside her on the bed. Again he told her that he loved her, and then he got down off the bed and nodded for Pierre. He watched her struggle, so fruitlessly. He listened to her moan, swell, and become cries. When her tears flowed, he sent Pierre away. He still found the strength to tell him again that she loved him.
The sadism and masochism originally were very much sexual terms. I mean, guitar, when he was talking about his fantasies and writing about his fantasies, he saw them in a very sexual way, and his name was given to those sort of, that sort of feeling.